This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hit, or even do color spray in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen. Let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
And it's coming up on 9 1/2 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning. The DTN general opening call for later this morning. Expect corn to open 3 to 4 higher. Beans steady to a penny higher. Wheat about 4 to 6 higher. The overnight crude oil market, 18 cents lower at 103.94. Brent crude, 11 cents higher at 119.23. The June gold contract, $5.50 higher at $1,647.80, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.015 lower at 78.997. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 616 and a half, down 8. July wheat closed at 626 and a half, down 6. September wheat closed at 641 and three quarter, down 5 and three quarter. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 611, down 7 and a quarter. July corn closed at 601, down 7. September corn closed at 549, down 6 and a half. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1473 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. July beans closed at 1476, up 11. August beans closed at 1458 and a half, up 8. May soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 413.90, up 18. July meal closed at 417.20, up 15. August meal closed at 412. That was up 12. May soybean oil yesterday closed at 55.65, up 36. July oil closed at 56.03, up 34. August oil closed at 56.23, up 34. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 339 and a quarter, down a penny. July oats closed at 341 and three quarter, down three quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kinder Grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat lower. Good export interest and tight world supplies again pushed soybean futures higher, while fund selling weakened corn futures. In the cash grain markets, trading increased for some this morning as the rally in soybean futures helped to encourage some farmer selling. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 605 to 621. And soybean bids were up 12 to 14 cents at 1449 to 1466. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids fell 6 to 7 cents, down to 612 to 633. Soybeans were up 11 to 12 cents at 1459 to 1480. And the wheat prices down 8 to 9 cents on Wednesday, ranging from $6 up to $6.20. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills report those corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 6.12 to 6.21. Soybean bids were up 10 to 14 cents at 14.60 to 14.66, and wheat prices down 8 to 9 cents at 6.10 to 6.13. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower at 6.23 to 6.30. Soybeans were up 12 to 14 at 14.77 to 14.84, with the new crop wheat bids down 6 to 10 cents at 6.17 to 6.27. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bid 6 to 8 cents lower at 636 to 639. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 12 cents with quotations at 1496 to 1497. Soft red winter wheat dropped 8 cents on Wednesday at 639 to 640, and the Milo ended 13 cents lower at 585 to 586. That is our Country Grain Report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, May hogs closed at 87.12, up 52. June hogs closed at 87.57, up 102. July hogs closed at 88.47, up 55. April cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 118.50, up $1.70. June cattle closed at 112.27, up 70. August cattle closed at $116, up 40 cents. April feeder cattle yesterday, 148.85, up 45. May feeders closed at 148.60, up 75. August feeders closed at 152.17, up 95. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Report.
Well, this is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Wednesday, starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs. Negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 4,150 head today. They're trading 39 cents higher from 76 to 82 and a half with a weighted average of 79.58. And in Illinois today, there were 13,500 head of bears and gilts sold. The primal cutout value for a loin was down 75 cents today at 76.87. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, sows traded steady to $2 lower, with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 41 to 46, 4 to 5 weights from 43 to 48, and over 500 pounds from 46 to $50. Illinois direct bears and gilts traded steady again today from 53 to $56. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday, hogs are at 412,000 on the day. That's down 6,000 from last week and up 3,000 from last year. Cattle are at 122,000 on the day. That's up 9,000 from last week, but down 9,000 from the same time last year. The USDA estimate box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 113 fabricated loads and 63 trim loads. Choice carcasses were up 55 cents at $1.9049, while select carcasses were up 13 pennies at $1.8734, leaving the choice select spread at $3.15. At the Shelbyville Livestock Auction on Tuesday, they had a 525 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1.50 to $2 lower, with slaughter steers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.23 to $1.25 and a quarter, while selecting choice cattle were at $1.18 to $1.2275. Choice Holsteins from $1.12.5 to $1.14.75, and choice heifers traded from $1.23 to $1.24 and a quarter. At the Greenville Livestock Auction opening report, they estimate 630 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading $2.50 to $3 lower, with slaughter steers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.21 to $1.21.5, and selecting choice cattle from $1.16 to $1.20.5. Choice Holstein steers traded at $1.10, and slaughter heifers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.20 to $1.22.5, while selecting choice cattle are at $1.14 to $1.20. Thank you. This has been Joe Massey. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April Class 3 milk closed at $15.74, down 2. For May, $14.98, down 3. For June, $14.29, down 24. Butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for April closed at $1.45, down a half. For May, $1.38, down 2, and for June, $1.40, down 3. April non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.24, unchanged. For May, 121.75, down 1. And for June, 118.25, and that was down 2.5. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 139, down 1. For block cheese, 152.5, down 0.25. Barrel cheese, 144.75. That was down 1.5. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.19. For May, $6.12. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.11. For May, $6.04. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.62. For May, $14.66. And wheat delivered to Scottville for April, $5.99. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield $6.19, corn at Scottville $6.11, beans at Scottville or Greenfield $14.62, wheat at Scottville $5.99. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service are properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Across mid-Illinois for your Thursday, partly cloudy skies and cooler. High temperatures in the low 70s with north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers. High temperatures in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday and Sunday. Low temperatures in the mid-40s, highs in the low 60s. Right now, north winds at 9 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. Partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees on this Thursday morning. Overnight at the Weather Center, 0.3 inches of rain. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering 3 college scholarships, including 2 each for $4,000 and the $5,000 Glenn Cumroe Memorial Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration and or application in broadcast media. Applications are due May 30th. For more information and to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Finding a new career path can be challenging.
The truth is, I was a displaced worker and needed training for a career with advancement possibilities. But I hadn't been in school in 17 years. I started out by taking classes at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield, and in my mid-30s, found a new path. I'm now enrolled in the Occupational Therapy Assistant Program. I highly recommend Lincoln Land. It's a perfect stepping stone to a new career.
Lincoln Land Community College, higher education, lower costs. Register now for summer and fall classes.
6:22 on this Thursday morning, part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. The United States Department of Agriculture announced the finding of a fourth case of BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, diagnosed in the United States earlier this week. Dr. John Clifford, USDA Chief Veterinary Officer, says the dairy cow was from Central California and was found at a rendering facility. Dr. Clifford says the animal did not enter the food chain and the carcass will be destroyed.
The United States has a very robust surveillance system, along with a very good feed ban that's implemented through FDA, which protects the animal health, as well as we remove specified risk materials, which are materials that can be infected with BSE from animals during the slaughter process that is overseen by our Food Safety Inspection Service to protect the human health. So there's really no concern for alarm here with regards to this animal. Both human health and animal health are protected with regards to this issue.
Dr. Clifford says this is considered an atypical case of BSE, which is rare but can be found and has been in the past. Generally speaking, Dr. Clifford says atypical cases would not come from cows eating infected feed.
The safeguards that we have, both domestically in the United States as well as internationally in many countries, can properly address and does properly address the safety of this issue and prevent its spread from animal to animal through feed ban, as well as indicated earlier through the specified risk materials for the protection of humans.
When looking at cases of BSE worldwide, Dr. Clifford says BSE is strongly on the decline. There were thousands of BSE cases diagnosed in 1992 when BSE was at its height, Dr. Clifford says, but only 29 cases diagnosed last year around the world.
We will be notifying the OIE and following the international guidelines that are consistent with the World Organization for Animal Health, which we refer to as the OIE. We will be completing an investigation with this case. As we find more information, we would provide that to the public for any information that would be of relevance to this particular issue and be transparent and open with that.
In addition, Dr. Clifford says the United States Department of Agriculture intends to provide materials to two of the World Organization of Animal Health reference labs so they can study and confirm the findings that this case of BSE is atypical. Wednesday morning's Farm Bill markup has been postponed. According to Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow, the committee has made significant progress and has bipartisan agreement on the bulk of the Farm Bill. She says they are committed to continuing to work together in a bipartisan way to come to an agreement on a few outstanding issues, noting that the bill impacts 16 million jobs and a huge sector of America's economy. Ms. Stabenow said it is important to move prudently to create the best possible product. A new date and time for the rescheduled hearing was not announced on Tuesday night. A coalition of farm groups asked Chairman Stabenow and Ranking Member Pat Roberts to hold off until at least after the recess that begins Friday. According to a letter signed by the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation, the Western Peanut Growers Association, the National Cotton Council, National Sorghum Producers, U.S. Rice Producers Association, the USA Rice Federation, and the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, the Mark raises serious equity issues and grave concerns over planting distortions. They would like more time to consider the bill. We continue our farmer checks on WSMI Radio. We talked to Mark Nodal of the Fillmore area. He went over the progress they've made since we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're kind of in a little bit of a standstill right now. We're still evaluating some corn stands. Most of that, for the most part, was pretty good. We had just a little bit getting hit by frost, but it pretty much came out of it. Some other people and stuff weren't so lucky. It just kind of depended on when you planted it and where it was planted. The lower ground got a little bit more of it. And then there's a little bit of a crust and stuff from some of the later corn that we planted. I think we finished April the 9th, and some of it's still coming through, but we basically everybody's waiting on some sun, which we're getting today, and we need some heat. And then maybe a little shower and stuff to break that crust up wouldn't probably hurt in the next few days.
Well, they call for that over the next few days. Is all the corn you planted, is it all out of the ground now?
For the most part, most of it is and stuff. There's still just a little bit of emerging there, the very last we planted and stuff. But it's just right there, and a little shower and some heat would do it a lot of good.
Do you have a lot of wheat sowed?
We got about 150 acres, and We thought it was looking almost too good there for a while, and the frost did kind of nip it back some. I think we're going to maybe have a decent yield, but it ain't going to be average or anything like that. I think it's a little low average from what we're seeing and talking to some other people. So
yeah. Are you getting ready to sow beans now?
Well, according to the calendar and stuff, we would like to be, and we're getting close to doing that, but we'd like the ground to warm up just a little bit before we put them in. The forecast and stuff for the weekend and stuff with rain and cooler temperatures again and stuff with an already cold soil temperature, I'm not sure if it'll be the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do to wait, but I think we're going to maybe wait it out till next week.
So. I was thinking, in spite of the way things have been going this spring, it's really no need to worry about sowing beans for like a week or two, is there?
Not really and stuff. I know they keep pushing the earlier planted beans the better and stuff, but I still think that the ground conditions and everything need to be right, and if it was warmer, we'd be planting now, but I think we're going to hold off just for a few more days anyway and kind of see what next week brings.
Many universities require their graduates to know a second language. Most expect that requirement will be completed in high school, but it can be done at college. Todd Gleason files this report on why the crop science department head at the University of Illinois thinks a second language is simply a must for academic life and a career in agriculture.
Students graduating from the University of Illinois have been required to know a second language since the middle of the 1990s. There are several good reasons behind that, says Crop Sciences Department Head Herman Bolero.
The second language requirement is a reality. I mean, this is something that it goes beyond the requirement. This is something that I will advise anyone to try to get it anyway as part of the future. I mean, when we look at developing the next generation of crop scientists, we're looking about 20, 30 years ahead. And having a second language is very important.
Well, that's because the number of people directly involved in the production of the crops that produce the world's food, feed, fiber, and fuel, well, it's dwindling, and those that are left must communicate across many lands and languages. Herman Bolero should know. English is the Argentinian's second language.
But I'll tell you for personal experience what I feel about the second language. I think studying a second language also helps you understand other cultures, makes you a broader person. I went through that experience myself, you know, going from Spanish into English. And I think that just the exercise of studying another language is a very good one, just for your education. In many ways, I see languages as math. You know, it's a problem to go through it. And I don't, you know, again, I have a Southern accent that is always going to be with me. I'm very proud of it. But I think it is very important. It makes you closer to other people.
It's not a problem to just get through, says Bolero. And there is too much emphasis on the second language as just a requirement. It's much more. It is, he says, an opportunity, a way to broaden and develop a world agriculturalist. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
6:31 on this Thursday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later this morning. Expect corn to open 3 to 4 higher, beans steady to 1 higher, wheat 4 to 6 higher. The overnight crude oil market 18 cents lower at 103.94, while the Brent crude 11 cents higher at 119.23. The June gold contract, $5.50 higher at $1,647.80. And the U.S. dollar index, 0.015 lower at 78.997. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI, WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32 from Sorrell's Farm Supply in Raymond. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.